Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. So glad you could stop by this weekend. We've got Advertising Age sponsoring us. Visit them online at adage.com and by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. The Advertising Show, a Big Radio Midgets production. And the question of the day or the show is, where is your wow? We're going to find out where it is, or even if you have a wow. I suppose everybody has a wow. You just have to find it. We're going to cultivate it a little bit here. Robin Spisman is the author of the book and basically a prolific author, a consumer advocate, a nationally recognized media personality, accomplished speaker, and co-founder of a nationally known PR firm. She spent her career reporting on wow products and helping others find wow in their lives and work, a top promoter and a publicist. So basically along with Rick Frischman, the co-author of the book as well. So we've got Robin from Atlanta this weekend, and we'll tell you more about her and find out what this is all about as far as where's your wow? Where'd it go?
Yeah.
If you lose your wow, this sounds like a George Carlin bit again. You know, if you lose your wow, where would it go? I mean, wow can't just go anywhere. It's got to... It's wow, you know, right, Brad? What do you have there?
You do a good George there. Thanks. By the way, how many times have you called someone hoping to get their voicemail as opposed to, you know, wanting to talk to them?
That's just bad business etiquette, but probably a few times.
Yeah, well, we all have, and there's a new free phone service out called SlyDial that lets you connect, just as I said, directly with another person's cell phone voicemail bypassing the traditional ring process, which is key. Here's how it works, Ray. Users call 267-SLY-DIAL from either a cell phone or a landline and are prompted to enter another person's cell phone number. After playing a short ad, unless the user wants to pay a fee, SlyDial puts the caller directly into the target's voicemail. Recipients should then get a voicemail notification, and sometimes they will see a caller's number show up as a missed call as well. What's interesting about this, Ray, is that there have been these services available before, but it's usually, you have to subscribe to the same cell phone company as the person you're calling. But this, apparently, goes across all different cell phone companies. And as I mentioned before, you can be calling from a landline or a cell phone. So yeah. It's a really, I think, a pretty cool idea.
I guess.
I mean, I guess. That's right. I'm sorry.
You know, usually the reason we're calling somebody is because, well, I don't have time to talk to you now, but here's the story, okay?
Yeah.
It's XYZ, and call me, okay? We'll get together real soon. But
you know,
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Email has created this because, you know, you get used to doing email, and all of a sudden it's like, you tell me, have you ever received a call and it allows you to return I can't remember what it's called, but it's like you can return a message without calling them. I can't remember what Verizon calls it on my service, but do you want to give a response message or whatever? And there are many times that I do that.
Sure, yeah. Well, with the BlackBerry, the same way as well. It works that
right.
way. So it's good connectivity and bad connectivity all rolled up into one, right?
Yeah.
Right. We have Shamin Abbas with us here. Shamin is our activist for excellence, and basically what she's suggesting, it's obviously Shamin is involved in a PR firm, and it's getting news to the right people. Let's find out what that is all about.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
Pitching stories is something that, by its very nature, can be hit or miss. Sometimes it has to do with getting that story idea to the right person. It has become so much easier to research and determine who is the best target for your pitch these days. The internet allows the industrious publicist to read mastheads online, search publications for stories on similar topics to see who writes them, and so much more. In addition, there are now subscription services like Borel's and Cision that allow you to search the databases of publications with a virtual fine-tooth comb. In my experience, access to these databases is literally worth its weight in gold. The job titles you should generally be looking for are assignment editor, associate editor, and managing editor. We've also found it tremendously effective to pitch those assistant editors and editorial assistants. People who are looking for a great story to bring to the attention of the higher-ups and perhaps make a name for themselves. If you have access to a service like Borel's or Cision, take the time to troll through the context at the target publication. Sometimes writers have secondary beats that let you know that they're the perfect person for you to pitch. For example, say you're pitching a technology business. At first glance, there may be half a dozen business writers at any given publication, and one of them is probably the one who always writes the technology business story. But that won't always come up in a database query. You'll have to do the additional legwork. If you're doing your own manual research, query the publication search utility for a couple of technology-related topics and see whose name comes up repeatedly. That's your target. The scattergun approach may net you some results, but by targeting the person most apt to actually write the story, you increase your odds tremendously. And don't just send your pitch to one person at each publication. Send it to that perfect person you found and also the assignment or the managing editor. Again, it increases your odds. Just don't send it to everyone at the business section. They talk to each other, just so you know.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional, with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
It's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show. Glad to have you here. Robin Spiesman is a nationally recognized television and radio personality, a consumer advocate, a prolific author, as we said, and one of the country's leading gift-giving and how-to experts. I've never seen her on HGTV, at least yet, right? Robin has appeared weekly on the Atlanta NBC affiliate WXIA-TV for more than two decades, with her Been Through That Super Shopper and Super Mom segments. So obviously, Robin is also a super mom. That's great. Popular radio personality. She's also heard monthly on the Cindy and Ray Show on Star 94, the top 40 number one station, and online daily with the Giftionary show focusing on gift-giving advice for all occasions based on her book by the same name. She's also been, regularly appearing on NBC's Today Show. Well, it goes on and on here, okay? And now Robin gets to change her bio and include the advertising show, which is not on here.
Well, I'll expect a gift after today's show now that I realize that she has that site, gift-giving.
I think
Won't
so.
You?
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking for something here. Birthday's in October, by the way, Robin. So
well,
she's in the green room. She can't hear us. At least she can't respond to these questions here.
Well, that's true.
Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. By the way, if you enjoy the show, the best way to talk about it to other people and tell them where it's at, when it's on, and how they can listen. We've been doing the advertising show since 2001, and boy, are arms tired. It's been a blast as well. Powered by Shipple.com. It's S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com. And a marketing platform called Tendency. Check it out at Shipple.com. Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, back with Robin in just a minute.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn. Or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth.
My beer is Rheingold, a dry beer. East side, west side, and uptown.
If you've lost your wow, we found it here. It's Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth with Robin Spiesman on The Advertising Show. Where is your wow? Or where is your wow? Where'syourwow.com is the website, and it's a brand new book. Robin, it is a pleasure to have you here on The Advertising Show.
Thank you, Brad and Ray. It's great to be on your show.
Well, and I see some of this praise on the back of the book, by the way, published by McGraw-Hill. Wonderful read, highly recommended. If we have an author on the show, all of our regular listeners know that that means we endorse the book. And friend of the show, Jay Conrad Levinson, certainly the father of guerrilla marketing, says, your wow awaits you within the pages of this wonderfully readable book. Read it, apply it, and go wow the world.
Do we ever figure out, Brad, by the way, who the mother of guerrilla marketing was?
Yes, it was Mrs. Levinson.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah,
it was. Anyway, Robin, welcome to the show. Honored to have you. Your new book is entitled Where's Your Wow? Ray and I have been talking it up all day today here. Describe for our listeners, if you would, the central theme of your book, Robin.
Right. Well, the central theme of Where's Your Wow? 16 ways to make your competitors wish they were you is we've all seen these products, companies, people that immediately we say, we sum them up and we say, wow, they're a wow. And what does that really mean? It means that instantly we're moved to some higher place. We're astounded at this person's innovativeness, their uniqueness, their creativity, or they're doing something that's so fresh and stunning and different that they are distinctive. And all of a sudden, they capture our attention, and we say to ourselves, boy, did I wish I'd done that or thought of that. Or, I thought of that once, and then you didn't do it. So the idea is that when someone presents their wow, they're really in sync with something that stands out. And that kind of unique selling proposition is extremely clear. And it's also, there's something simple about it. It's just you immediately, instantaneously get it.
Who should be reading your book? Who did you have in mind when you started writing this book?
Well, certainly anyone in business. And so, but there are wows all over the place. You can think back to the teacher that was a wow, and they stood out, and they became your favorite teacher, right?
A mentor type, yeah.
Exactly, or someone that just was so extraordinary that all the kids just loved them and respected them, and then they go in the next room, and there's pure chaos because that teacher does not have that wow factor. Then there's the CEOs that the leadership is in a company, a Fortune 100, 500 company, where there's just someone that just has this amazing ability, a likability factor, but it's far beyond that. But they are so great with people. They make you feel like you are the most important person in the room when they're talking to you. They have an open door policy. They are listening. They are on the edge, and they know your name. It's the simple little things that they do that you also say, you know, wow, not only do I matter, but they make me feel important. Wow people put people first. We have an entire chapter, my co-author, Rick Frischman, who's one of the country's leading publicists. He's just an amazing guy. The two of us combined efforts to write this book, and we tell the stories of the people that are just so amazing, but they did ordinary things in an extraordinary way. So the book is for anyone at work, but also perhaps you're out there and you have a dream or an idea you'd love to bring to the table. This book tells you how, and it's also for everyone from college graduates who are out there now searching for their wow. You have to stand out in some distinctive way and be able to communicate what you are great at. That's a wow.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you interviewed some of the leading experts within their fields for the book. Any common threads that ran throughout these individuals that you interviewed for the book?
Absolutely. These individuals are very persistent, and they understand human nature. I'll give you an example. For example, Paul Hartunian, if you know about Paul, he's the gentleman, he's a marketing expert, but he's the guy that became known as the man who sold the Brooklyn Bridge. We tell the story in Where's Your Wow about how Paul was watching the news one night, here he is a marketing guy, and he saw that the Brooklyn Bridge was being repaired. Well, most people would just watch the news segment, but Paul called up the company and asked could he send a dump truck over there to haul away the splintered pieces of wood. When Paul got them, he spent $500. He then packaged them for $14.95, released a headline, a press release, and became known as the man who sold the Brooklyn Bridge. Oldest mm-hmm. joke in human history, but the difference was he got featured on Johnny Carson three times. He ended up on the Tell the Truth and across the world in headlines and ended up building a very successful marketing company. But when we interviewed him, we said, Paul, you know, Paul, look, you did something really creative. Then you spread the word. You know, you went to work. But what should we tell our readers and our listeners and viewers? And he said, Robin, you must tell them that was my 1,140 idea.
So never give up.
Paid off.
Never
yeah.
give up, yeah.
So the Ray key now shared... is they don't stop short. These people do not stop short. Yeah. They also are always reinventing themselves and staying on the edge. And the edge is really what's important. I just spoke to 3,000 women in Dallas, and one of the things that I made them all do, and I can make you do right now, anyone listening, as long as you're not driving a car, then, you know, you sit on the edge of your seat. You're not as comfortable, right? All of a sudden, you kind of feel like, hey, listen, I've got to balance a lot of things to stay on the edge of my seat. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now, and what happens is when we get out of our comfort zone, then we recognize that we have to sit up straight, we have to really pay attention to details. We're going to fall out of the chair, and it's not so comfortable to sit on the edge. You got to really have great posture. My point being, the edge is about, you know, that distinctive place where we're not so comfortable. We get out of our own way. We start thinking out of the box. We start paying attention to, you know, what is going on. And in the book, we interviewed some of the most amazing experts to present a real, true collective a semblance of ideas that we felt really spoke to the cause of WOW. And there were just story after story. Pat Burns said shared what she had learned from some of the greats, because she had worked with Art Linkletter and some really amazing people. And she said she learned a great statement to apply in business. If you want to be a WOW, listen now. The statement was, it's better to be interested than interesting. Wow, people care about you, and they care about listening.
So
listening,
Robin,
is good.
Is your...
Well, hang on one sec, Brad. Let's take a break here.
I'm looking at the clock. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's the clock on the wall says it's time for a commercial.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly right. Ray Shillin's Brad Forsyth here with Robin Spiesman, author, co-author of Where's Your Wow? We're finding it, and we'll find yours too. We promise before the end of the show. If you stick around.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Snap. What a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've
ever heard. Ray Shillin's Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show. Thanks for being here, by the way. Robin Spiesman is our guest, co-author of Where Is Your Wow? Robin, in the book, it says here that you should come as you will be. And Brad wanted to know what you're wearing at this particular point in time.
Well, I just walked around the park in Atlanta, Georgia, so I had a very good time, and I'm dressed because I was working out. But the come as you'll be.
So you're going to be an Olympian. That's what it is.
No, you know what? It's really something I'm totally not, so I like to dress the part. But Jack Canfield, along with his partner Mark Victor Hansen, built a hugely successful business through what everyone knows as his Chicken Soup books. And there are more than 100 million copies in print. And in Where's Your Wow, we tell this story about how Jack has people envision their success, and he holds a party that he calls a come-as-you'll-be.
Yeah.
And guests dress up about who they'll be in 5 years. And he said he's had people show up in tuxedos as if they've won the Oscar. And one young man walked around the party with a cell phone saying, J-Lo, it's over. And, you know, I think the key, though, is to think about yourself. Sure, you know where you are now, but you have to envision success. You have to believe it to achieve it.
Yeah. Excellent. And visualization is so people, I don't think, understand the power of visualization. Your book deals heavily with branding on a personal level. Share with our listeners, if you would, what you describe as brand slam, Robin.
Well, a brand slam, you know, there's branding. And everybody knows, you know, the whole concept of branding. And what we really care about in the book is we don't want you just to hit, you know, get on base. We want you to hit it out of the ballpark so that you truly understand that you have to have a brand slam. Walter Lander said, products are made in the factory, but brands are created in the mind. To have a brand slam is very important because, like, we interviewed Laura Reese, Al Reese, one of the godfathers of branding. His daughter, Laura Reese, who's also his co-author and partner, you know, she shared with us about the one thing people really need to know is you must have a word in the English language that you own. What does your business stand for? One word. What is it? So if we say Volvo, you say safety. If we say BMW, you say ultimate driving machine. Or Nike, just do it. But they own something. Well, you have to think about your business or whatever you do, even if you're a radio show host. What do you do? Mm-hmm. What do you stand for? And, for example, that's how you get your name, is you try to communicate what you do through the title. You keep it simple. People complicate business far too much, and that's why they go out of business.
Well, and you mentioned Laura Reese, daughter of Al and former guest here on the show, answered a question that I recall, Ray. It was over 5 years ago. We asked her what would our audience be most surprised to learn about Laura Reese. She said, do you remember, Ray?
Oh, yeah. She was sitting in her underwear.
That's what she said. I'm doing this interview in my underwear. I said, well, thank God we're on the radio.
Too much information, Laura. That's okay.
Yeah. She was a great sport.
She's a real gifted lady. She's a very brilliant woman.
Oh, she is.
And I'll tell you, creating a brand statement is something that Margot Berman in her book, an award-winning creativity expert, professor, inventor, trainer, and author, I mean, of street smart advertising, she really talks about how to win the battle of the buzz. And one of the things she says is, you really have to know the rules. And she gives us 16 inside tips we share in the book that were phenomenal and so simple that it's how the great brands became a brand slam.
Yeah.
Again, we want you to be a wow. How do people do it? There were commonalities. We interviewed hundreds of people, did tons of research to help our readers understand. It's like a flight from Atlanta to New York, about an hour and 30 minutes. You can read this book, digest our message, and translate it to really add substance and catapult your success.
And I would hope that this book is in all of the airport bookstores by now, wouldn't you think, Robin?
So I just did an airport signing at the Atlanta airport, one of the biggest airports, I think, in the world. And yeah. I'll tell you, it was very, very interesting because as you sit there, you know, I'm like everyone else. My book is my brand. My book is my work, my life's work. And I have to sum up in a sentence why someone should buy the book. And I'm like, don't get near me if you don't want to be successful. I mean, that is what I stand for. Do not sit by me if you don't want to make your dreams come true. I do not procrastinate, and I believe in taking risks and not postponing the calls. This is one of the things. Right now, everyone listening, think of 5 calls tomorrow, the hardest calls you could possibly make. Think of the 5 and do it. And if you just do it, thank you, Nike, if you just get out there and make it happen, the difference is you're going to be pleasantly surprised. One, you don't have to think about doing it anymore, so you have real estate mentally right there available for something else. And the other thing is something just might connect. And we cannot connect with success unless we take the action.
Speaking of airports, probably would be a good idea while you're at Hartsfield is to get some of the airline CEOs to pick up the book and read it as well.
Well, you know, that's really interesting. When I'm on a plane, I always carry a book. What I do as an author, I find one person who needs my book. I gave Al Gore my book on gift giving. He told me he was a terrible gift giver. I said, great, I've got the answer. Well, I was sitting in first class, and he was right there, and it was just serendipitous, but I was prepared. The difference is, if I'm not carrying my book and I don't believe in Where's Your Wow, and I'm not ready for an opportunity, how can I be a wow? So everyone listening, you have to have those business cards. You have to have those tickets that really separate you, that allow you to achieve your goals. I was in an elevator in Dallas, and there were like 20 women. It was just jam-packed, and every one of them was a saleswoman of some kind at this conference. I said out loud on floor number 3, is anyone selling anything? I knew every one of them was. Only one woman spoke up, and she said, oh, I am, and by floor number 4, she had me sold on her product. It took one floor. It's simple, but you got to show up, speak up, and not worry about looking silly. People fear it.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth, Robin Spiesman is our guest, co-author of Where's Your Wow? And for those who are dyslexic, it's Where's Your Wow? Okay, something
That's
like
right.
that. Yeah, Where's Your Mama? Who's your mama? We have more coming your way in just a minute here with the Advertising Show. Hope you can stay with us.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
From San Francisco comes...
Right.
And when I say the name or the brand Rice-A-Roni, what do we think of, guys? What do we say?
San Francisco.
The San Francisco treat, right? Exactly. Something like that. Well, I was hoping for more of a chime-in, but that's okay. It's Ray Schillens and Brad, Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth on the Advertising Show. And Robin Spiesman, our guest, co-author of Where's Your Wow? I thought this was rather interesting about the I Love Lucy show, where the writers were not allowed to write in, nor were the actors allowed to say the word Lucky, because Lucky was the brand name of the competitor's cigarette there. So how impactful can a word be? Lucky, as in Lucky Strike, of course. But very interesting. Robin, it is so nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. I'm having a great time.
Well, and we are as well, and we love your enthusiasm, and I'm sure our listeners can sense that as well. You know, a lot of people struggle to find their unique wow, as you say in your book. What advice can you offer to any of our listeners today that are trying to figure out how in the world do I figure what my wow is all about, other than, of course, buying your book?
Okay, well, the first thing is ask the people around you, you know, what am I good at? Why do you like me? What makes, you know, you enjoy my company? You know, tell me a little bit about myself. See, when we're little, people tell us what we're good at. They say, oh, you're terrible in math, or you're least likely to succeed, or you're most likely to succeed, and then all of a sudden we believe it. And the problem really is that we can't let other people define us. But you have to know how you are perceived. Because you might be perceived as someone who is completely, you know, out of line or inappropriate. I mean, first get a little feedback, honest feedback. Take it to heart and listen. And then secondly, decide how do you define yourself. If you see yourself as a go-getter, someone who just, you know, who makes things better than you find them, then you have to stop and say every day is, how do I want to be perceived? I want to be perceived as someone who really helps people make their dreams come true. So I have to stop when someone asks for help, and I have to really think about, how am I going to help this person? Can I help them? That's why I write books. Rick Frischman and I wrote a series called Author 101 about how to become an author, because I've written dozens and dozens and dozens of books, and I finally realized I couldn't help every person who called me. So I said, I will write a series and tell them everything I know to save them time, effort, and issues. And so I think what it's about is, what are you dedicated to at the end of the day? You guys want to bring information. When I went to, you know, your show online, the advertising show is all about bringing people new thoughts, you know, ways to break out, get noticed, get attention, raise your visibility factor. You are wow, because you're dedicated to bringing the best information possible to your show to help your listeners catapult their success. But the truth is, great people catapult success, catapulted their own success one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a real, you know, continuous lesson I learned. It's like a great cake. It's the more layers and the more icing, the richer it gets. It's the same as a lasagna. The more ingredients you put in, it's like you can't mess up on a lasagna unless you just burn it, because the more you put in, the richer it gets. And that's like life. The more experiences we have, even the more failures we have that we learn from, remember, learn from, that's really a rich life. That's a purposeful life that then can be defined as a wow. It might even be someone who's philanthropically so engaged, they're making a difference by driving meals to people. That's a wow. I mean, so everyone listening, you're not, it's not about building Mount Rushmore, but it's a building Mount Rushmore in your heart, in your life. So at the end of the day, you have no regrets.
Yeah, and a lot of what our listeners are hearing Robin talk about today is jam-packed in the book with great examples and so forth. I want to put you on the spot, Robin. What is Robin Spiesman's wow factor?
My wow factor is that I live in a world that says, you know, to quote a gentleman I once interviewed who is an older Olympian, he said to me, average is your enemy. He said, you really, every day he wakes up and he can't wait to put his feet on the ground and get going. And when he practiced, he didn't have tracks and he didn't have shoes. He used to run barefoot. And his feet would have blisters, and it's like, this guy was just, it like 80-something. His name was Rocky Lane. Rocky never gave up. And so I think what I think about myself that might just become what I'm going to always be remembered for is that I didn't stop short of the Brooklyn Bridge. I kept going. I kept going. And I think that never ever give up, that whole, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, every great leader has always said persistence is part of our purpose. I think that's going to be mine, is that I just kept going. And I asked a lot of questions along the way of people smarter than me. Never assumed I was the smartest one in the room, but I was going to be the one who found out the answers.
Now we know why Robin came dressed today as the Energizer Bunny. You know, and it looks good. I like the ears too, Robin.
Yeah, it works well for me, but the truth is that I'm having fun. And if you're not having fun, and we tell the story about Jill Connor Brown, who's a sweet potato queen. She just wanted to stand in a pickup truck, wear a tiara, and wave to people. She said if it was anything remotely connected to work, she was like satanically lazy and out of there. And she now is a best-selling author, and I love her spirit. I think that's part of what we have to do. But at the end of the day, sure, we have to bring home a paycheck. It is a challenging time out there. But this is the time when you must say, hey, what can I do that's going to bring the world something new they need? And how can I go be great and make a difference? It's all about benefit, benefit, benefit.
So buying the book is definitely going to change your life. Read it. Go get it. As Robin says, it's a quick flight from Atlanta to New York. And you got it. Robin Spiesman, co-author of Where Is Your Wow? Robin, continued success. Write more books. Do great things. And we know you will. And thanks for being here on the Advertising Show.
Brad, you're a gift to radio.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. And we will be back in just a moment with more on the Advertising Show.
Under pressure? Get creative concepts fast. Run a global pitch on openad.net and gain access to a global brain trust of nearly 11,000 advertising and marketing creators from 125 countries. Simply take 15 minutes to fill out our online brief form and we'll take care of the rest. From world-class agencies to the best independents to the brightest freelancers, openad.net global creatives can deliver creative concepts direct to your desktop in a matter of days. Why not save time, energy, and money by quickly sourcing concepts from the world's brightest creative minds? Visit openad.net and see how we're revolutionizing the way ideas are created and traded. It's simple, it's fast, and it's global. OpenAd.net, the smarter way to create your advertising from the freshest creative minds on the planet. Visit OpenAd.net today to find out more.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
When we decided to get a testimonial for Scotty's, we went right to the top.
A book that's nothing to sneeze at, like Jimmy Durante there. Robin Spiesman, author of Where Is Your Wow? Or Where's Your Wow, I should say. Where'sYourWow.com, the website. But you probably bump into Robin on an airplane and or an airport for a book signing or something. So that'll be cool. Had a good time talking to Robin. Ray Taylor is coming up next week on The Advertising Show. Ray is a doctor. He's a professor at Villanova University at the John A. Murphy Professor of Marketing at the Marketing and Business Law at the Villanova. So we've got him next week here on The Advertising Show. Just a moment away or so from, let's see, Gene Bliss here. Gene has a rather interesting topic today. It's called tilt. Obviously, that's a positive spin on, you know, what you want to happen to your product, service, or business. You want it, but do you ask for it? And that's one of the key ingredients as well. Kind of like Robin, you know. I liked her answer as well. And I think the Energizer Bunny analogy was right on. What do you think, Brad?
Her enthusiasm is definitely contagious. And I think, you know, anyone that... We've interviewed a lot of authors on the show, and I got to tell you, she's at the top of the list as far as enthusiasm. It's contagious.
Absolutely. Here's another enthusiast participant of The Advertising Show, Gene Bliss, with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
CEOs are committed to customers, but don't often change how success is defined to jive with that commitment. Rewards are at such a high level, such as attaching bonuses to customer survey scores, that people don't know how to change their behavior. And the metrics aren't attached down to relevant operational changes. There are even times that satisfaction scores are ignored if a high sales performer doesn't make the grade on customer satisfaction, but hits it out of the park bringing in new business. Tilt. The company takes a cue from where people are rewarded and what the company really cares about. Companies who do this right spend the time to lay out what the new metrics are down to the operational level, and they establish meaningful forums and methods to hold people accountable. The customer stuff is not wedged into an overcrowded meeting agenda and potentially pushed off completely when time falls short.
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to customerbliss.com.
Thank you, Gene Bliss, Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, The Advertising Show, and what is that you're holding there?
Well, you know, maybe they're all trying to emulate Don Draper and his cronies at Sterling Cooper, but, you know, from the TV drama Mad Men, but apparently in-house agency bars look to be all the rage again, Ray. And apparently they're back. They had a big list, a long list of them in an article in Ad Age recently. Barnold is the Arnold Boston office known to be hosting a revolving keg party. The new bar, JWT New York, it's what they call it there, features a 50-foot-long bar with employees bellying up three nights a week. The beer cart at Digitas in Chicago, Central Filling, which is BBDO New York. By the way, before they moved from Madison Avenue to their current offices at Avenue of the Americas, the original bar was dismantled and moved, and it's open Monday through Friday. That bar has been around, by the way, since 76. So to all of our friends at BBDO, you're the smart one there. And Surf Bar, TBWA Shiat Day in Los Angeles. There's a long list of bars and what they do, and gives you, I guess, employees a great reason to stick around, huh?
They probably should, and then they call a cab after that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, congratulations and happy birthday to Nike. Just Do It is 20 years old.
Wow.
Okay, now there's some marketing person going, yeah, we probably ought to change that. What do you think? I don't know. People are probably getting tired of that. Don't do that, okay? Advertising Show is brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Go get Robin's book, Where's Your Wow? This is a Big Radio Midgets production.